Eja. Welcome to the Safari Quiz Show brought to you by Safari Kid. This is your host Vidya here with three more contestants and one more hour of quizzing fun. Safari Quiz Show is brought to you by Safari Kid, as I mentioned before. That's a preschool and after school program with over 19 locations in the Bay Area. And you can find out more information about them at safarikidusa.com, safarikidusa.com. Their after-school programs in particular are really interesting because they cover a gamut of topics from chess to computers to classical music to classical dance to public speaking to drama. So if you have a child in the Bay Area who's interested in some after-school program, be sure to check out a Safari Kid location near you, because with so many locations in the Bay Area, they are sure to find one that's very, very convenient. Besides, they offer pick-up and drop-off from school, so it is really super convenient for parents. The quiz show itself, the Safari Quiz Show, don't forget to like us on Facebook. Our Facebook page is called, of course, Safari Quiz Show. The more you like us, the more likely it is that we'll continue with the show that you like so much. So don't forget to go on Facebook and like us, the Safari Quiz Show page. Also want to mention our musical showcase. We try and feature young musicians on the show when the parents send us the recordings. Whoops. When the parents send us recordings of their child's performance, whether vocal or instrumental, you can send it to us in the form of a MP3 file, a WAV file, a YouTube link. YouTube link seems to be pretty popular because I'm sure you're recording your child's recital or just performance. So if you send it to us, that will be great. The way to get through to us is to write to us at safariquizshow@gmail.com, safariquizshow@gmail.com. That's also the email to write to us if you want to participate on the show. And the way it works is that if your child is interested in participating, all you do is write to us mentioning their age and grade. And our producer, Ms. Anu, finds two other kids who can be on the show with your child and then informs you of the Saturday that it will work out. We also give out the categories a couple of days in advance so that the kids have ample opportunity to practice and perfect whatever they need to know for the show. It's a very fun experience. We've had kids as young as 5 on the show. We've had kids as old as 14 on the show. And to a kid, they've all thoroughly enjoyed the show. So safariquizshow@gmail.com is the way to get in touch with us. So this is a very special show because it is not a live show. It is actually a pre-recorded show. It's not a rerun. It's a pre-recorded show because when you're listening to this show, I'm actually in India on work. And I didn't want to leave you guys, especially our loyal listeners, with a show that you had already heard before. So what happens to the listener questions you ask? If you've heard one of our pre-recorded shows before, this is how it works. We will still have listener questions at the end of each category, but you won't get to call in. Instead, you'll note down the question. If you know the answer, you will just email it to us at safariquizshow@gmail.com. But we don't want to keep getting your emails throughout the week. So there is a small rule here. That is, the show runs from 11 to 12. You have till 1 p.m. of this day, the day you're listening to the show, to write to us at safariquizshow@gmail.com with the question and the answer. From all the correct answers, Ms. Anu will very faithfully and very truly create a raffle and then pick the winner, and then she will inform the winners over email. In fact, what I'll do is when I come back and do the live show, I will also announce the winners over the air the next week. Okay, is that clear? So I have to say a big thank you to our contestants today because they have come on a day, not the day you're listening to the show, but a day prior to this, to come to the studio and pre-record this show, taking some time off their busy schedules to come and participate on the show. So a big thank you to them, and let's go and meet them. Our first contestant is Lohit. Lohit, welcome to the show. Say hi.
Hi.
So, Lohit, tell me a little bit about yourself.
I go to Fallon Middle School. It's in Dublin. We bought a house there recently this year.
Oh, you moved?
Yeah.
From where?
We moved from Pleasanton.
Okay.
And right before that, we moved from Santa Clara. So it all happened in 3 years.
Wow, you moved a lot. Is it hard to make friends if you're moving from place to place?
Well, it just happened that two of my best friends moved with me.
Oh, that's lucky. How did that happen? So friends, family friends?
Yeah.
So everybody decided to move at the same time?
Yeah, kind of. Because Dublin was really growing and everybody wanted to buy houses there.
It's a really nice township and it feels very new and fun. Is it a new house?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a lovely neighborhood. I've been there. So, Lohit, you have an unusual name. I haven't heard it before. My guess would be that it means steel?
Actually, no? Actually, I'm not sure what it means.
Because Loha, I think, means iron or steel, and Lohit would mean strong like iron. So you're Iron Man?
I guess.
Well, you need to find out and let me know what your name means, because I've heard of Rohit and Mohit, but I've never heard of Lohit. So that's a very unusual name. That's a very nice name. And Lohit, what do you like to do for fun?
I like reading.
What are you reading these days?
I'm waiting for the new Percy Jackson book,
okay.
Blood of Olympus.
What is it called?
Blood of Olympus.
Spell the first word, because it sounded like butt to me.
Blood of Olympus.
Blood of Olympus. I'm glad it wasn't Blood of Olympus. I look out for that too. My daughter reads that series as well. Blood of Olympus, guys. Blood of Olympus. Yes, that's the recommendation. Alright, thank you, Lohit. Our next contestant is Arush. Welcome back to the show, Arush.
Hi.
So, Arush, tell me about yourself.
I'm a 6th grader in Fala Middle School, the same as Lohit.
And, okay. Are you one of the friends who moved with Lohit to Dublin the same time?
No, I've been here almost my whole life.
Oh, okay. You're an old-timer then.
Yeah.
Okay. So, Arush, what do you do for fun?
I like to solve math problems.
Ooh, we should have had a math category today. Maybe he had an unfair advantage with that. So what kind of math problem? Are you part of a math Olympiad or something like that?
Yeah, math Olympiad. Cool. I like to problem solve.
Oh, that's excellent. That's excellent. So that's what you do for fun, huh?
Yeah.
Well, other people are playing video games. He solves math problems. Oh, that's so cool. So what is the most difficult math problem you've solved?
I don't know. I've solved too many to remember.
Too many? Okay, tell me about a problem that completely stumped you. No problem stumped you? You can solve all of them?
I don't know.
You don't remember?
Like usually the ones that stump me are the questions that I don't understand.
Right. And is that because simply the language is odd?
Yeah.
Word problems are tough because you don't know how to frame the question, because once you frame it, you know how to solve it, but you don't know how to frame it, right?
Yeah.
So you've done the classic problems of two trains leave from one leaves from this station at this time and another leaves. Yeah, that's pretty common, huh?
Yeah.
Too easy. You can do it in your sleep, probably. Yeah. Well, Arush, welcome to the show. And let's meet our next contestant. His voice is going to be super familiar to everybody because he calls in every week. Welcome to the show, Gaurav.
Hello, my name is Gaurav, and I'm 11 years old. I go to 6th grade in Fallon Middle School, like Lohit and Arush.
The fun of doing a pre-recorded show is that you can try many times. Okay, so Gaurav, were you one of the people who moved with Lohit, or you're also an old-timer? No, you moved recently.
Yeah, I moved recently from Foster City, just like this May.
Okay, so you quickly found two friends, huh?
Yeah, we were in the same robotics team, so we got to know each other.
Okay, awesome. That's great. Are you guys... So you tell me what you're doing these days for fun. Robotics. Don't say robotics or math. Give me something completely useless.
Actually, I do math, but I'm reading some books like Percy Jackson and the Olympians.
Yeah, you too? All of you are? Maybe I should have done a quiz on Percy Jackson. One of the categories should have been Percy Jackson. That would have been fun. Oh, Arush doesn't like it. Okay, good. Good thing I didn't then. All right, so are you guys ready to play?
Yes.
All right. So today's categories, the first category is landmarks. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to just name the landmark and you guys have to tell me the country. Okay? So let's test our buzzers. Lohit, Arush, and Gaurav. Awesome. So let's go. You know the drill. Correct answers get 10 points the first time, 5 points later. All wrong answers get minus 5 points. There are 3 categories, 10 questions each. This is very much a buzzer game, I think, today, because the questions are going to be very easy again. So shall we try? Landmarks is the category. First one. Statue of Christ.
Brazil?
Yes. Christ the Redeemer is indeed Brazil. Watch out, guys. He's very quick on the buzzer. Question number 2. Pyramid of Giza.
It's in Egypt.
Egypt. Very good. Speak into the mic. There you go. Question number 3. Stonehenge.
England.
England is fine. United Kingdom would be correct. Question number 4. Parthenon.
Greece.
Greece is right. Do you guys know the answers are not buzzing in fast enough? Or are you taking a second to think? He's not. Question number 5. Leaning Tower of Pisa.
Italy.
Italy. That is all Gaurav all the way so far, except for one with Lohit. Come on, come on, guys. Question number 6. Machu Picchu.
It's located in Peru.
Peru. Very good. That is Lohit again. The Sydney Opera House.
Australia.
Australia. The Kaaba. Finally got one that zapped Gaurav. So Gaurav, you couldn't answer that. Minus 5. Question passes to Arush.
I don't know it.
Say pass.
Pass.
Lohit, you want to take a shot at it? The Kaaba.
Pass.
It's in Saudi Arabia. It's in Saudi Arabia. Question number 9. Mount Fuji.
It's in Japan.
Japan. And Chichen Itza.
Mexico.
Mexico is right. Very good. Okay, so that was, as I expected, a very quick first round of landmarks. So now it's time for a listener question. Usually this is the time where I would give you the number of the studio and tell you to call in. But today, as I mentioned before, it's a pre-recorded show. That means I'm actually not here in the studio. But I don't want to give up the opportunity of rewarding all our very loyal listeners. And that's how we do it, by giving you guys listener questions to answer. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to mention the landmark. You have to figure out the country it is in. And you have to write to us by 1 p.m. today an email to safariquizshow@gmail.com. And no kids, you cannot. The kids in the studio today cannot actually email me. So everybody else other than the 3 kids in the studio, please write to us at safariquizshow@gmail.com. Say listener question number 1, February 22nd. Listener question number 1, February 22nd in the subject line of the email. And in the body of the email, mention the question and the answer. And Miss Anu will do a raffle and get the prize to one of you, which I will announce next week on the show. Now here is your landmark. It is Blue Mosque. The Blue Mosque. You have to tell me which country it is in. Once again, you have to email it to me at safariquizshow@gmail.com. safariquizshow@gmail.com. Don't forget to mention listener question number 1, February 22nd, in the subject matter of your email. So we're going to take a break now. When we come back, we're going to see how the kids in the studio are doing and move on to our second round. G.A. Ja.
Quiz show.
Sorry folks, I've been saying February 22nd. I realize just now it's February 21st since I'm recording this show a few weeks beforehand. Just got my dates wrong. So instead of saying February 22nd in your subject matter, please say February 21st on your subject line along with the listener question number. Jieja.
Salaam Jieja.
Welcome back to the Safari Quiz Show. You're listening to a very special pre-recorded show of the Safari Quiz Show. This is your host Vidya here with Lohit, Arush and Gaurav. And we have just finished one category, which is landmarks. The listener question for landmarks was the name the landmark, which was name the country in which this landmark is found, which is the Blue Mosque. I'm not going to give you the answer because you have till 1 p.m. today to email us at safariquizshow@gmail.com. Let's move on to our second round, which is junk food. Funny, huh, Michael? So I'm going to describe the ingredients of the junk food and you have to tell me what it is. Deal? Let's do a quick buzzer check. Lohit, Arush and Gaurav. Oh, before we do that, we have to see what the scores are. Oops. Alright, scores first, guys. Lohit, how many points do you have?
I have 30.
30 points. What about you, Arush?
0.
Not on the board yet. No, that can change in a twinkle. And Gaurav?
55.
55 points. Alright. I think we have 2 more categories, 20 more questions till anybody's game. Alright, so this is a category called junk food. What I'm going to do is describe the junk food and you have to tell me what it is. Alright, here's the first one. Ingredients are corn syrup, carbonated water, color, may have caffeine.
Soda?
Soda is right. Very good. So that's what you're drinking, kids, when you're drinking soda. Corn syrup, carbonated water, color, and caffeine if you're drinking Coke. Do not drink it. All right. Question number 2. Cheap, meat-based fried stuff that comes in small sizes.
Beef jerky?
Nope. Not. Beef jerky isn't fried, by the way. So, minus 5 for you, Arush. But since I didn't finish, question is still open to buzzer for Lohit and Gaurav. I'm not done yet.
Sorry.
So, I'm going to now finish the question. Then you can buzz. Or if you think you know the answer, you can buzz right now. I'm cool.
Okay. Chicken nuggets?
Chicken nuggets is right. I didn't even finish it. That's right. Chicken nuggets is right. All right. I was going to finish. Let me finish the thing. Cheap meat-based fried stuff that comes in small sizes, multiple pieces, and attractive shapes for kids like dinosaurs, etc. And chicken nuggets is right. All right. Question number 3. Ready? Reconstituted potatoes in stick form.
Potato chips?
Nope. Not correct. Minus 5. Oh. Question passes to Arush.
French fries?
French fries. And since you owe me 5, you're 0 now. Awesome. Yes, reconstituted potatoes in stick form. Except for In-N-Out Burgers, who actually fry the potatoes. Everybody else uses potato flour and creates a very strange little object called French fries. Question number 4. Fried Mexican snack made of tortillas and usually served with cheese and jalapenos.
Nachos.
Very good, Arush. Should I be worried that this category you're doing well in is a junk food category? But well done. That was correct. Question number 5. Flat circles made of...
potato chips.
Nope. Minus 5. And... so now, since I didn't finish, again, I'm going to finish the question. Then the question is open for buzzer for Lohit and Arush. Flat circles made of white flour, sugar, but...
pancakes?
Nope. Pancakes are not junk food, actually. Though, I still haven't finished. So, Lohit, you have the final answer on this. Mm-hmm. I didn't finish this. Flat circles made of white flour, sugar, butter, and eggs sometimes may have raisins or chocolate chips.
Cookies.
That is correct. Okay, question number 6. Ring-shaped deep-fried dough.
Donuts.
That is indeed right. Ring-shaped deep-fried dough is donuts. Okay, question number 7. Sausage covered in batter and fried...
Corn dogs.
Very good. I was going to say usually served on a stick, but you're right. It is corn dogs. Okay. Question number 8. Food served at carnivals and made by pouring batter into hot cooking oil in a circular pattern and deep frying the overlapping mass until golden brown.
Pretzels?
Nope. 5 points from you. Food served at carnivals made by pouring batter into hot cooking oil in a circular pattern and deep frying the overlapping mass until golden brown. Blank. I'm always happy if you don't know this because it's crap food. It is funnel cakes. Okay, question number 9. Carnival food again made of spun sugar.
Cotton candy.
Very good. 10 points to Lohit. Okay. Question number 10. I'm looking for a brand name, and I'll give you the company that makes it so that you are... No. I don't know if this is the right company. But yeah, I'm looking for a brand name. Rectangular pre-baked toaster pastries. Pop-Tarts is right. 10 points to Gaurav. All right. That brings us to the end of our junk food category. Kids did too well. Too well. And now it's time for our listener question. If you're just tuning in, once again, this is a pre-recorded show. So there is no calling in to be done. Instead, there is going to be emailing in to our email, safariquizshow@gmail.com. You need to have your entries in by 1 p.m. today. 1 p.m. today. So that any entries that get sent which have a timestamp of after 1 p.m. is not going to be accepted by Miss Anu. So please make sure that if you want to participate in our listener question raffle, then you send us the email by 1 p.m. today. The category is still junk food. Here is the listener question. Name this ring-shaped cereal that comes in many colors and flavors, and it's a Kellogg's brand. Ring-shaped cereal that comes in many colors and flavors, and it's a Kellogg's brand. Kellogg's brand cereal. Again, write the answer to us at safariquizshow@gmail.com. And don't forget to mention listener question number 2, February 22nd. Listener question number 2, February 22nd on the subject line of the email. All right, we're going to take a break now. When we come back, we'll see how the kids in the studio are doing. Jiye ja.
Sawal kiye ja.
Sorry, folks. I've been saying February 22nd. I realize just now it's February 21st since I'm recording this show a few weeks beforehand. Just got my dates wrong. So instead of saying February 22nd in your subject matter, please say February 21st on your subject line along with the listener question number. Jiye ja.
Sawal kiye ja.
Welcome back to the Safari Quiz Show. It's a special pre-recorded episode, but still with listener questions for our listeners. And of course, you can always play along. This is your host Vidya here, and I am here with Lohit, Arush and Gaurav, and they've just finished our second category, which was junk food category. They did surprisingly and annoyingly too well in there, and the listener question was, name this ring-shaped cereal that comes in many colors and flavors, and it's a Kellogg's brand. If you don't know it, yay for you! Go and find out, and you have 1 hour to do so, because at 1 p.m., the email allowability will close. So you have to write to us at safariquizshow@gmail.com if you know the answer. Don't forget to mention the date of today's show and listener question number 2 in the subject matter of the email. Okay, so let's see how the kids in the studio are doing. Let's see their points. Lohit, how many points do you have?
I have 70.
70 points. Arush?
5.
And Gaurav?
75.
Ooh, this is shaping out to be a really close contest. So this third category is going to determine who wins. Our third category today is ologies and onomies. Ologies and onomies. So all these answers of the questions that I'm going to be asking are going to end in either ology or onomy. That is O-L-O-G-Y or O-M-O-M-Y. Let's check our buzzers. Lohit, Arush, Gaurav. Okay, awesome. Everybody's buzzer is working. Ready to play?
Yeah.
Let's start with an easy one. Study of the stars.
Astronomy.
Astronomy. Study of... Oh, question number 2. Ready? Study of the ancient world through artifacts.
Archaeology.
Archaeology. Excellent. Question number 3. Study of life.
Biology.
Oops, that was... He buzzed in first. Lohit buzzed
biology.
In first. Biology is right. Lohit buzzed in first. Arush, you have to be faster on the buzzer. Okay, question number 4. The production, distribution, or trade and consumption of limited goods and services by different agents in a given geographical location. That's a big mouthful. Basically, trade and consumption.
Economy.
Economy. Very good. Okay. Question number 5. The art or science of good eating. The art or science of good eating. Michael, do you know this one? No? Think about it. The art or science of good eating. I've actually stumped these kids. I always get such a kick out of that because these are super bright kids. Yes. No. Blank. Gastronomy. Gastronomy. All right. Question number 6. Pseudoscience involving zodiac signs.
Astrology.
Astrology. That is correct. Arush, good job. Question number 7. Saying sorry.
Apology.
Apology. That's right. Question number 8, science of rocks and minerals.
Geology.
Geology. Question number 9, study of tumors and...
Analogy.
What's that? Go for it.
Anthology.
That didn't sound right to me. Can you spell it?
Anthology.
That is not correct. Minus 5. Study of tumors and cancers. Question passes to Gaurav. Study of tumors and cancer.
Pass.
Arush?
Oncology.
Oncology. Very good. That was a good one. All right. And question number 10. Science that uses imaging to detect and treat human illness. Science that uses imaging. That is some kind of picture taking to detect and treat human illness. Okay, I'm going to give you a clue, but once I give you the clue, everybody will know the answer. So you have to be quick on the buzzer. If you break something, a bone, where do you go to get a picture taken to figure out what happened?
X-ray? X-rology?
Yeah. No, there is no such thing. You owe me 5 points. Question passes to Arush if you want to take a chance, Arush.
Hospitology?
Minus 5. What do you got to lose, huh? 5 points. And what about you?
Pass.
Lohit, you know, okay, Michael, what's the answer? Radiology, that's right. You go to the radiology department. That's a science that uses imaging to detect and treat human illness. Now it's time for a listener question. If you're just tuning in, today's listener question is, today's show is a pre-recorded show. So today's listener question is going to be answered by email by writing to us at safariquizshow@gmail.com. We're still in the category ologies and onomies. And our question is the science of mental functions and behaviors. The science of mental functions and behaviors. You have till 1 p.m. today to write to us, safariquizshow@gmail.com. From all the correct answers, Miss Anu will pick the winner and we'll announce it on next week's show. So please, in the subject line of your email, mention that it is listener question number 3, February 22nd, to make it easier for Miss Anu to note down who all wrote in. And I want to also see how many of you write in. That will be great to meet some of you who have just heard over the phone. So, science of mental functions and behaviors, the answer is an ology or an onomy. So, do write to us. And we're going to take a break now. When we come back, we'll see who won our show today. And G.A.J.A.
Sabha. Quiz Show!
Sorry folks, I've been saying February 22nd. I realize just now it's February 21st since I'm recording this show a few weeks beforehand. Just got my dates wrong. So instead of saying February 22nd in your subject matter, please say February 21st on your subject line along with the listener question number. G.A.J.A.
Safari!
Welcome back to the Safari Quiz Show. We've come to the end of our special pre-recorded show for today. First of all, a big thank you to Lohit, Arush and Gaurav for coming over on a special day sometime in the last few weeks and pre-recording the show so that I could be doing what I'm doing. And I want to mention our listener question. Our last listener question was in the category ology and onomy. It's the science of mental functions and behaviors. As I mentioned before, you need to write to us this time to safariquizshow@gmail.com. safariquizshow@gmail.com. Don't forget to mention in the subject line listener question number 3 and today's date, February 22nd. Alright, now it's time to see how our kids in the studio did. Lohit, how many points do you have?
95.
That's awesome. Arush, how many points do you have?
15.
I think Arush got a little blown away by the buzzer skills of his friends out here, right? Okay. That, you know what? It's just buzzer skills, not a predictor of anything else. But I'm glad you came today and I'm glad we did the show with you today. All right, so that 95 was an awesome score. Did Gaurav have enough points to beat it?
100 points.
All right. Our winner for today is Gaurav. Well done, Gaurav. Gaurav is really good at the buzzer and he's a very smart cookie as well. So, congratulations, Gaurav.
Thank you. Congratulations
to Arush and Lohit as well for coming to the show and being part of the show. Everybody gets to win. Everybody gets a prize. So if you're interested in participating in the show, again, write to us at safariquizshow@gmail.com. safariquizshow@gmail.com. Don't forget to mention your age and grade so Miss Anu can find partners for you. Or if you want to come as 3 friends, like today, 3 friends are here in the studio with me today. That's always way more fun because there's also an element of little personal competition. And kids are absolutely on their A game when that happens. So that's always a lot of fun. Okay, so that is all for our show today. Don't forget to send us your musical pieces at safariquizshow@gmail.com. The show was produced by Michael and Anu. The theme tune was composed by Naren Pradhan. This is your host Vidya saying Jieja
Sawal Kieja.
Sorry folks, I've been saying February 22nd. I realize just now it's February 21st since I'm recording this show a few weeks beforehand. Just got my dates wrong. So instead of saying February 22nd in your subject matter, please say February 21st on your subject line along with the listener question number.
आवाज है तुम सुनने तो आओ कभी छू कर तुम्हें खिल जाएंगी घर इनको बुलाओ कभी बेकरार है बात करने को कहने दो इनको जरा जहां से जमाने को गुजरे जमाना हुआ मेरा समय तो वहीं पे ठहरा हुआ बताऊं तुम्हें क्या मेरे साथ क्या क्या हुआ खामोशियां एक साज है तुम धुन को इलाओ जरा खामोशियां अल्फाज है कभी आ गुनगुना ले जरा बेकरार है बात करने को कहने दो इनको जरा खिली चांदनी में छिपी लाख खामोशियां बारिश की बूंदों की होती कहां है जुबां सुलगते दिलों में है खामोश उठता धुआं खामोशियां आकाश है
तुम उड़ने तो आओ जरा खामोशियां एहसास है तुम्हें महसूस होती है क्या बेकरार है बात करने को कहने दो इनको जरा खामोशियां तेरी मेरी खामोशियां अब क्या कहे क्या ना कहे अजनबी कहे के अपना कहे अब क्या कहे क्या ना कहे इशारे भी चुप है जुबा खामोश है सदा गुमसुम सी है तन्हा आगोश है यारा रे यारा रे क्यों पासनों में भी तू यारा रे यारा रे यारा रे क्यों पासनों में भी तू क्यों छूटा नहीं कुछ तो जुदा है अभी मैं टूट कर क्यों टूटा नहीं जीने में है तू कहीं इशारे भी चुप है जुबा खामोश है सदा गुमसुम सी है तन्हा आगोश है यारा रे घड़ी वो तिश्नगी जो एक पल भी ना बुझी है जिंदगी चलती हुई पर ये जिंदगी ही नहीं इशारे भी चुप है
zubaan khamosh hai sada gum sun si hai tanha ghosh hai yaara re